This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that a good business person, a good businessman, a businesswoman is somebody who buys something for a certain amount and sells it for a higher price, right? It's very basic, fundamental. Good business is to buy something at a lower price and sell it at a higher price, and the difference is your margin, that's your profit. If somebody buys something at a higher price and sells it for a lower price, then this is not a business person, right? You might say nobody does it, but they do it, because usually this happens with inheritance. What people get as inheritance from their parents and so on, they don't have value for it. So they sell it cheap. They sell it cheap, they lose it. Many times they just lose it. They're not even selling it. And whoever gets it makes a packet. So this is bad business. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing with regard to our dealing with the dunya and the deen. Things in the religion, things in the deen which we should give importance to, which we don't. And instead of that, we give importance to things of the dunya. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوَنٍ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمَةً قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing khutbah Al-Jum'ah, and a caravan came at that time, and because of that caravan and people, you know, all the noise and the sounds and so on of the caravan, people left the khutbah and ran to the market from the masjid. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was left standing with only a few people there. The rest of them ran away. So there is a case of the Rasul alayhi salam himself giving dars, giving a khutbah, and people left and went away. Right? Imagine if that happens to you and me, no problem. Alhamdulillah, it happened to the Nabi alayhi salam. So who am I? Who are you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are leaving you standing, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are going away behind this tijara, behind this, whatever they think some benefit they will get out of this caravan of buying and selling. They are running behind that, and they have left you here. Because he is speaking about the greatness of Allah. He is speaking about the Akhirah. He said they left this and they went there. Allah is saying, say to them, what is with Allah is far better than this lahwi wa minna tijara, this amusement, these games, these sports, these fun activities, and the trade, tijara. And Allah is the best provider. Today, in this country, for example, one of the things that I see in so many, in the case of so many people, alhamdulillah, good people, people who are, inshallah, they are people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, I do not deny that. But we are so caught up in the dunya that we give importance to things of the dunya in comparison to the akhirah. For example, there are many people I know, families. We have the maktab here, the madrasa. The children don't come here. Why don't you send the children? Oh, you know, they have got this, they're going for this game practice, they're going for that game practice. So, basketball is more important than Quran. Soccer is more important than Quran. Football is more important than Quran. And I will tell you, I can probably give it to you in writing, that not even one in a thousand of those children is ever going to make it to the big leagues. Not even one. So what's the big deal? So you lost here, you lost there. Because if you look at the game itself, who are the people who make the millions? The people in the... it's easy to compare yourself with Messi or with, Ronaldo. But how many Ronaldo? Why is there only one Ronaldo? Think about that. How come there is only one Ronaldo in this world till now? How come there is only one Messi? If it is so easy, how come we don't have 10,000 Ronaldos? You should have. No, I mean, there are so many people, there are thousands and millions of people. So everybody should become. No, one. So, like we say in Urdu, na ghar ka na ghat ka. Dhobi ka katha bole na ghar ka na ghat ka. Na idhar ka na udhar ka. Na khuda hi mila, na visale sanam, na idhar ke rahe, na udhar ke. This is... So you want, you go into sports and you get neither the sports nor this. Now, I'm not against sports. Please understand, I'm very much in favor of sports. I'm very much in favor of exercise. We should do that. Physical fitness is very important. But not at the expense of Quran, not at the expense of learning your deen. Find some other time. Find some other time where you can do that. Because really, I tell you, it is embarrassing. It is very embarrassing for me. When I ask someone, adults, I ask somebody, please call the Iqamat, they do it wrong. Now you are praying in the masjid every day, you are listening to the Iqamah 5 times a day, and you still don't get it right. What is so complicated about the Iqamah? They cannot even say the Iqamah correctly. You ask them to lead Salah, they make a million mistakes. Why? Because no practice. They learn the Quran. They can, if you give them the Quran, they can read it. But they will read it like, by in Urdu, we say, hijja karke padta, letter by letter. This is the way to read. No practice. So if you are going to give more importance to these things, to games and sports and to tijara, okay, my business, my shop, this thing, in comparison to the Quran, then what will happen? What will happen is what is happening in this country and has been happening time after time after time. The same children will leave this deen and go away. Everyone, we all know these incidents where people came to this country, they were good Muslims when they came, second generation, third generation, finished. No more Islam, no nothing. How many times do we have janaza here in this masjid? And in the janaza, the people who come, wallahi, it's the first time in my life I've seen those people. 5 years, I've not seen that person even one time, except for the janaza. And after the janaza, I haven't seen him again. Why? I remind myself and you, please, let us not play games with our own lives and with the lives of our own children. Because your children are your sadaqah jariyah. That is one of the three things which will be of benefit to us after we are gone. Waladu Saleh, children who are good, salihin. Anything good that you teach to somebody and that carries forward, and any work of sadaqah jariyah, any good work which continues. So don't spoil that. Because you are the one who will benefit, not me, not anybody, yourself. So don't spoil it. Make sure that you give priority to the learning of Quran and Deen. Priority, not just teaching. Not just teaching in the spare time. Between my football practice, I get some time, I will say, no. Turn it the other way around. When there is time, I will send for that. But priority to the deen. Priority to the durus of Quran, durus of the Sharia. It is absolutely critical and essential that children get a sound, solid foundation in the deen. And here in our maktab, we are not making them into muftis and shuyukh. This is basic fundamental knowledge. How to do salah, how to make wudu, tahara, and so on, right? How to read Quran, nazira, then if whatever you can memorize, a little bit of that. It's not some complicated stuff they are teaching them. Very simple basic, but that simple basic stuff is very, very important. That is the foundation. So please, I remind myself and you and tell others, send the children to the maktab. Send the children to the school here. And if you don't want to send them to this school, send them to Baitul Salam. Baitul Salam also has a maktab in this place. There are two places with the maktab. I don't care. As long as you send them to a religious school where they are getting proper religious education. And give precedence to the knowledge of the deen over everything else. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to take advantage of all the opportunities that He presents for us and to benefit from that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.